You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
This heat and humidity, that last part is most certainly true. And welcome back to the show, James Edwards, Keith Alexander. Our good friend and brother, Sam Bushman, is with us tonight. Sam, of course, is the owner of the Liberty News Network, which makes this program available to you, and also the host of the Liberty Roundtable, Monday through Saturday. Be sure to check it out, libertyroundtable.com. And Sam is with us tonight for the first time in a few months, at least since earlier this year, to talk to us about a couple of things. We'll talk about his recent week and a half in Vegas. He was there for two very important conferences. He's going to give you the skinny from Sin City in just a moment. But first, Sam, let's talk about a pretty significant statewide election win that I think is flying under the radar. I think our people should be much more excited about this than what I've seen on social media. Not a lot of chatter, but for me, I took notice. I know you did too. Tell us about Michael Perutka.
Wow. So our good friend Michael Perutka, constitutional attorney, friend of League of the South, and all around just a wonderful gentleman, articulate as could be, humble as a guy can get, one of the leaders of the premier educational groups on the Constitution. TheAmericanView.com is his website if you want to learn more. But he literally ran for attorney general and won his primary on the Republican ticket. He won with about a 58% vote lead. We're not too fearful of vote fraud, but you never know. They claimed that they were counting ballots last time I talked to Michael still, but it was so overwhelming in his favor that we didn't feel like we had much to worry about. So election fraud is probably not an issue here, but he literally won his primary handily. The interesting thing about that is Michael was the former Constitution Party presidential candidate in 2004, which means that he's really one of us in every sense of the word. But he went on the Republican ticket because that's what you've got to kind of do in modern times if you really want a chance to win. And man, the Republicans literally undermined him at every turn. The media attacked him relentlessly in his great state of Maryland, but he still is the primary nominee for the Republican Party in the state of Maryland for attorney general. It is a tremendous, tremendous victory. This guy is one of us to the core. He's for real. And he's also involved with us in so many other ways it isn't even funny, from the Constitutional Sheriff's Organization to my radio show, Liberty Roundtable. You've had him on, James, many times and more. Even when he was on my program, he mentioned how important it is for our people to be able to stand together for God, family, and country. I mean, the guy is articulate. He was on my show right after the win the next day to celebrate, and we celebrate here as
well. So this is on Friday of this week. Friday of this week. Right. We're celebrating without him. You celebrated with him on Friday. This election was just 2 days ago.
Well, the $64,000 question, Sam, is will the Republican Party of Maryland get behind their candidate, or will they work like Democrats to try and undermine him?
The answer to your question is a very clear one, and you're spot on, Keith. They will undermine him at every turn. However, because Maryland is more of a Democrat state than a Republican state, because the Democrats hate the mainstream Republicans as well, a lot of Democrats believe and saying, hey, would rather have somebody else rather than an entrenched Republican. So believe it or not, it's getting support from, I don't know what you call it, strange allies, to say the least. But your point's a good one. Keith.
Well, hey, politics makes strange bedfellows, I think is the old saying.
Let me give, in case there's some people out there who don't know more about Michael Prudka than what we've already shared this segment, let me just read from his, I should not do this, but I'm going to read from his Wikipedia entry, which I actually viewed for the first time today, and we're mentioned in it, wouldn't you know? I think anybody that has a Wikipedia page, if they've been on this show, we're mentioned in it, all the way up to Donald Trump Jr.
If they want to slander them, they mention us.
Michael Prudka is an American politician, lawyer, and neo-Confederate activist, Wikipedia writes, from Maryland. He is the Republican nominee for Attorney General of Maryland in 2022. As Sam mentioned, he was the Constitution Party's candidate for president in 2004. It goes on to read that, he ran in 2004 as the head of the Constitution Party's presidential ticket with Chuck Baldwin, another a good friend of ours who does fantastic work. So the ticket was Prudka Baldwin. We had Michael Prudka on to talk about that presidential campaign, and Wikipedia writes, Prudka appeared on the far-right radio show The Political Cesspool to promote his campaign, describing it as a, quote, Christian constitutionalist radio program and a great blessing to our cause, end quote. Political positions.
Amen.
Michael Prudka is a Christian. Well, thank you, Sam. Thank you. Prudka is a Christian nationalist. He takes the biblical worldview, applying it to civil government and law. Prudka has claimed that America has a Christian heritage that should be reflected in its governance. Of course, you can imagine his positions on social issues like so-called homosexual marriage and abortion and things like that, gun control, et cetera, et cetera. He supports homeschooling and opposes government funding for education, stating that it is the 10th plank in the manifesto. It goes on that I know I saw white supremacists in here somewhere. I mean, surely I did. Oh, there it is.
Yeah,
on December 6, 2012, the Human Rights Campaign.
He has nationalist views. Attack him on that because he has nationalist views. Any constitutionalist does. He has views that America and the League of the South, the Southern stance on states' rights matters. And so they just roll this into basically, hey, you know, he's Satan incarnate next to James Edwards and Sam Bushman, kind of an idea. That's all. Other than that, it's not so bad.
Well, that's because he doesn't hate himself.
Well, no, of course not. Of course not, Sam. And of course, I know this audience will know that. But he's been called that. He's been called a white supremacist and secessionist sympathizer. He wrote that he is still angry, quote unquote, that Maryland did not join the Confederacy during the Civil War. Of course, he's from Maryland. And he has written some great articles about how the America of our founding fathers died at Gettysburg. We talk about that around the 4th of July every year. So anyway, this is the background of Michael Prudka, in case you didn't know. And he has done things. By the way, I've been to the Creation Museum in Petersburg, Kentucky. There is, when you walk in, a full skeleton of an Allosaurus that he donated. And he has put a lot of money, tens of thousands of dollars. He donated $50,000 to Roy Moore's campaign for Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. So he has done a lot of things.
James,
he's put his money where his mouth is. That gives you a little bit of a background.
James,
he's
also
pro-South.
One of the greatest,
he's pro-Christian.
He's also one of the greatest supporters of the CSPOA as well. He puts his money where his mouth is from a speaker point of view. He's one of our premier constitutional attorney educators, as well as he funds the CSPOA as well.
So he's just an all-around great guy. He's a Christian. He is the kind of guy, if you've ever listened to him speak.
So you know that the left will hate him.
If you've ever listened to him speak, if you've ever read anything he's written, you would say, that's the kind of man I want leading my nation. It's a guy like
you
Michael
You
want to
know Prudka. What the best part
We're
about him is?
We're going to talk a little bit more. I'm going to share. Yeah, go.
He doesn't cut.
No, he doesn't. Oh, boy, and we're going to talk more about that in the next segment. Then we're going to talk about what you were doing in Vegas. Got a little bit more personal anecdotes I want to share about Prudka and why you should be excited. Stay tuned, everybody. American Freedom News is your daily one-stop website that will keep you fully informed. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of the big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as it provides truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first and in the historic American nation. Many Americans are finally waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America and Western civilization can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself.
That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
All right, Sam Bushman, the great Sam Bushman, Liberty Roundtable, Liberty News Radio Network, and so much more. That's just the beginning of the organizations with which Sam Bushman is involved. But right now we're talking about Michael Perutka, who was on Sam Bushman's program just yesterday. That's Friday, if you're tuning in live, because the day before that, just 48 hours ago, Michael Perutka became the Republican Party nominee for Attorney General in the state of America.
In the state of Maryland.
He won a contested primary in which he was not the establishment's choice. I want to say a little bit more about Michael Perutka. So we talked about the fact that a little bit of his political background. The fact that he was the Constitution Party presidential nominee, along with Chuck Baldwin, had the chance to talk to both of them at that time, right when we were first coming on the air in 04, 05. And he was also involved with another gentleman named John Lofton with his American View. Michael Perutka and John Lofton hosted a program called The American View, which we actually... Yep.
I used to syndicate John Lofton's program until he passed away, sir.
That's right. He passed away. And if you don't know who John Lofton is, ladies and gentlemen, this is another guy. If you read Pat Buchanan's book right from the beginning, when he talks about his first run for the presidency, there was a handful of people in Pat's house when he made the decision to run for the presidency for the first time in 92. And John Lofton was one of them. OK, so this is the kind of people we're talking about here in this Perutka orbit. And
the rarest of all animals in the forest, moneyed conservatives.
And we actually got the American View on one of the local stations that was carrying TPC all the way back in 04, 05. So we worked with these people at a distance. I wouldn't say, you know, I called Michael Perutka over for a barbecue, okay? But, you know, I agreed with him and wanted to do what I could to help. He said some nice things about us. Sam, you're closer to him than I am, and talked to him just this week. But he's now the Republican nominee for Attorney General in Maryland. Now, here is the way the media is covering all of this, though. GOP, this is a Vice News article.
Oh, wonderful.
Vice News writes, GOP nominated a pro-secession Christian nationalist for Maryland Attorney General. Michael Perutka believes... Public education is a communist plot, abortion and gay marriage violate God's law, and the concept of separation of church and state is a great lie. Michael Perutka.
And I double down, and so do I, sir.
I was about to say, it sounds like he's got our plank down.
I'm just going to read two more paragraphs, then we'll toss it back to Sam. This is Vice, lamenting the fact that he carried a statewide election. Michael Perutka thinks American leaders must take a biblical worldview and apply it to civil law and government. He's a former board member of the Neo-Confederate League of the South, and he's still angry that Maryland was blocked from seceding during the war. He thinks public education is a communist plot, says laws protecting abortion and gay marriage are illegal and unenforceable because they violate God's law, and called on the concept of separation in church and state a great lie.
Sounds like he checked all of Sam's boxes there.
And on Tuesday... He won the Republican nomination for Maryland's Attorney General. Now, that's what we got to focus on, Sam. Michael Perutka, now, he was a former member of the Anne Arundel. That's a major county in Maryland. He was a county councilman. I think around here we call them county commissioners. But men like this aren't supposed to run and win state elections. He did, and that just goes to show how the grand continues to shift in our direction. We were talking about that in the first hour as well. Your thoughts on it, Sam?
Well, and especially in a state like Maryland, primarily it's Democrats. Now, remember, the Democrats, a lot of them are old Democrats of the South, too, just like Michael Perutka to some degree is. Now, I'm not saying that we agree with the Democratic platform, but I'm saying the Democrats, the Southern Democrats of yesteryear, were probably the most conservative of the bunch. When the Republican Party was a third party, remember, back in the day, it was considered a kind of the liberals, you know, et cetera. And so this is an old Democrat-style view. You take that, you mix it with constitutions, and pretty soon you get kind of a founding father-esque kind of a person. But it's a states' rights discussion. A lot of the old Democrats understand that, even if they're in Maryland. And a lot of those people are crossing the aisle right now to back a Michael Perutka because they know that he's not of the new Republican. He's not of the new Democrat view.
He's one of them.
Yes, he's a Republican in the sense that that's the ticket he's on. But he's a real Republican in the traditional sense, not this modern-day cuck-style Republican that's part of the deep state, pretending they're your friend as they stab you in the back kind of an idea. That's the reality, James, and that's why he's making serious headway.
This article goes on to read, Sam, that Perutka's views would have been disqualifying for any major party nominee for statewide office in recent years, but his emergence as a serious candidate shows just how far the door has been thrown open to extremism in the Republican Party. To be clear, Perutka has not changed, but the party's base that's embracing him has. Now, of course, Vice and the establishment media, the regime media, the system media is going to call him an extremist because he's a Christian, because he has very basic common sense, God-ordained views. We know what they're going to call him, but they are right about one thing. His candidacy doesn't fly a few years ago. Things are changing, and it's a good thing, and this is a great day. I don't think he wins the general election.
Amen to that.
The fact that he's the party's nominee is big.
Amen to that, but they are underestimate, though. They say that the party, the Republican Party, has become radicalized and that now they're embracing him. Look, the media doesn't back Michael Perutka, but the people do. So my point is, this isn't a Republican thing as much as the Vice and others want to claim. This is a we the people thing, and that's something else that you can't miss. You're spot on about the changes. You're spot on about the people waking up. You're spot on, but this is the people, and it's not a Republican thing. It's a we the people thing. Keith, you want to add to that? Because I think this is really an important point.
Yeah, I was about to say, the real radicalizing has gone on in the Democratic Party. They're the ones that have gone from Rosa Parks to transgenderism. Basically, yeah, our people that have common sense in all parts of America have to recoil from the Democratic platforms and planks and whatnot that they've come up with now. And somebody that has basic common sense like Michael Perutka looks like a dangerous extremist to the real dangerous extremists that are on the left.
And the people are starting to get that, James.
Well, and I'm reading here still, this is again Vice News, okay, so understand this isn't my words, I'm reading their words. The GOP's base, the base of the GOP has embraced election falsehoods, anti-science, COVID-19 conspiracies, and flirtations with white supremacists that has given once fringe figures like Perutka an opening to push into the political mainstream, which is, of course, what's going on. And I got to say this about Perutka. He did leave the League of the South some years ago. But he has been given every opportunity. In fact, they have outright begged him to denounce the League of the South as recently as last week in some very major national articles, and he will not do it, even though he had some disagreements with the direction the League was going in. I think that is the mark of a man. A man who leaves an organization over disagreements but still will not throw them under the bus because he knows that they are better than the detractors that they have. Not a lot of people would do that. That is a rock-solid individual. That's a Sam Bushman-style individual.
He also knows that the fundamental tenets are still correct.
Hear, hear. Hear, hear.
I heard that thing about them anti-COVID extremism or something that they were accusing him of. You know, I'm all for the left getting all the COVID inoculations and boosters that they possibly can because it's
wow. No, listen, I talked to Michael about this on my show. Keith brings up a salient point. There's two main pieces to his campaign, not counting promoting God, family, and country and everything. But there's two main components to his campaign. And one of them has to deal with election fraud. He says it's a massive problem that must be dealt with. And the other one he focuses on is COVID, where he says, listen, they have used this lie about COVID to violate every one of our rights, and my whole candidacy is going to stand up against election fraud and stand up against the perversion when it comes to the COVID lies. And then he says, on my watch as Attorney General, they will not violate the state of Maryland citizens' rights on COVID. We will not stand for it. So he's for real, and Keith is exactly on point with the topics at hand.
I would encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, to be sure to go to LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyRoundtable.com. There on the Friday archive, you can listen to Sam's interview with the man of the hour himself, Michael Perutka. Vice continues that Perutka gave a speech to the League of the South during his 2004 presidential bid. I had the honor of being able to vote for Michael Perutka and Chuck Baldwin, two gentlemen who have appeared on this program, in the case of Baldwin, many times over.
Trump was the first Republican or Democrat that he's voted for, I think, in his lifetime.
That's right. That's right. At least in the general election, I voted for Ron Paul in a primary, but that's right. Trump was certainly the only candidate I voted for that ever won. But anyway, Perutka said in his speech that he praised his son for calling the Confederate flag the American flag and proudly joked that his daughter had refused to play the battle hymn of the Republic at school. He said there should have been more of us in 1861. And later on, he did go on to join the League of the South's board of directors. He's no longer there, but would not throw them under the bus. I actually talked to Michael Hill about that after Perutka's win on Friday. You were talking to Perutka. I was talking to Hill off the air about Perutka.
Who is the current head of the League of the South.
And he basically just shared everything that you're sharing, Sam, that it's just a rock-solid guy who wouldn't take the bait and try to win.
I'll tell you this. Perutka's, if I wanted somebody in a foxhole with me, it would be a Michael Perutka.
Hell of a guy, and he's the Republican nominee for Attorney General in the state of Maryland tonight. We'll be back with
Sam. He's a hell of a guy. We don't care what Vice says about him.
We'll talk more about Vice in the next hour. Keith talked to them. Anyway, Viva Las Vegas. We'll talk to Sam about what he was doing there.
Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. When Donald Trump's followers, who believed his false accusations about election fraud, stormed the U.S. Capitol, he sat back and watched. That was the narrative the U.S. House of Representatives Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack laid out in 8 hearings over 6 weeks, which wrapped up this week with a study of the former president's actions during the 187-minute assault on Congress by his supporters. As triple-digit heat waves continue to grip parts of the U.S. this week, several companies, including construction and delivery, are taking extra precautions to keep employees safe as they work under the hot sun during the heat of the day. Rhonda Lanue, the executive VP owner of Phoenix company Lions Roofing, says they constantly hold classes on heat safety.
In the 17 years we've been doing this, if we've had a half a dozen people come off the roof for heat exhaustion, that's probably about it.
This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Rochester, New York Police Chief David Smith announced on Friday the arrest of 21-year-old Massachusetts man Calvin Vickers for the murder of 29-year veteran officer Anthony Merkowitz, who was shot and killed in what police called a cowardly ambush Thursday night. Chief Smith says Merkowitz and his partner Sino Singh were targeted while inside their patrol vehicle. Vickers fled the scene and was picked up later by police and will face charges of murder and attempted murder. Rochester Police Captain Frank Umbrino says a juvenile bystander was also wounded during the attack and was treated for non-life-threatening injuries.
Additionally, a 15-year-old female was inside her house nearby, and as she dove for cover after hearing the gunshots, she was grazed by one of three bullets that penetrated one of the walls of her house.
Vickers fled the scene and was picked up later by police. He will face charges of murder and attempted murder. This is USA Radio News.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I'm just a devil with love to spare. So viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas.
Sam Bushman in Sin City. Ladies and gentlemen, how did a moral and upright man like Sam end up in Las Vegas last week? Well, he's going to tell us all about it.
He was Pilgrim's there for Progress.
Two back-to-back conferences, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association's National Conference. Very well-attended event. I got the chance to watch that online. Sam was holding court as the master of ceremonies there for Richard Mack's, Sheriff Richard Mack's organization. He was also there for Freedom Fest, which occurred on the heels of the CSPOA. Two different events that sort of blended in together for the purposes of Sam and Sheriff Mack. But Sam, I've been reading a lot of articles about the CSPOA this week. Sheriffs who take seriously their commitment to law and order and to the Constitution pose a threat to our democracy, according to the media. What are you guys up to?
Well, number one, the reason we went to Las Vegas is where better to go than call a halt to election fraud than the scam capital of the world, Las Vegas, right? And our idea was, they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. We have the opposite approach. We want to go to Vegas and make sure that it goes everywhere, including Vegas. So it's kind of the opposite approach. We talk in conjunction with Freedom Fest intentionally. So those back-to-back events were intentional. But it kicked off with the election fraud press conference that the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org, put together. I'm the vice president of operations of the CSPOA, and so I was heavily involved in setting the whole press conference up. We went to a very unique Ahern Hotel, and it is a very unique hotel on the north end of the Strip, but just off the Strip. So you can get to the Strip really easy, but yet you've got a hotel that is non-smoking, and that is non-gambling or not a casino. And this is a funny, interesting story. I don't want to spend too much time on it, but I think this is really worthy of your understanding. So this hotel was built by the communist Chinese in the beginning, and it was called the Lucky Dragon. And it was a gambling casino and everything else for the Chinese, you know, elites or whatever you want to call it, to come to the United States, go to Vegas and gamble and have a great time. And so it was a special called the Lucky Dragon. Well, it was unlucky for the communist Chinese in the great United States of America, ladies and gentlemen, and they declared bankruptcy and melted down. Well, anyway, the funny thing is, a patriot by the name of Mr. Ahern, who is a huge construction magnate in Las Vegas, literally who is involved in construction equipment patents and all kinds of things. He runs multiple businesses. Anyway, the interesting thing is, this guy bought this hotel out of bankruptcy on auction for like $34 million. He hates the Gaming Commission, the mafia, if you will, in Nevada. So he shut down the casino, gutted the casino, turned it into family and business space, and literally changed the whole motif of the boutique hotel. Ahern Hotel is where you can go for more information, ahernhotel.com. But I tell you this because now it's not gambling. It's non-smoking, no gambling. It's all business space. And he wants to serve three groups of people. And every one of them are our kind of people. You ready? Christians. That's right, Christians, charities, and conservatives, James. So because of that, we made personal friends with them. Yeah, absolutely. We made personal friends with them. And now if you say that you're a member of the CSPOA, you'll get a discount on your hotel room and your food. when you go to the Ahern Hotel. So we've got a partnership now, and we basically went to that hotel on Tuesday, July the 12th, and had a press conference.
Week, yeah.
It kicked off at 10 a.m., and we literally had four sheriffs that have current election fraud investigations underway on stage, along with Sheriff Richard Mack, along with the True the Vote folks, Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips, the two premier True the Vote folks that are the core of the movie 2000 Mules. They were all up on the stage for the first half of the press conference. Then we fed everyone. And then the second half of the press conference, I was the MC, and I brought people one after the other on stage telling their tales of election fraud and investigations, et cetera. And I kicked it off by introducing Mike Lindell to the stage. So that was very fascinating as well. But we really had a tremendous time. We hit it out of the park. The New York Times was there. Reuters was there. It was broadcast live on Brighteon TV as well as Lindell TV or Frank Speech TV, whichever you want to call it. So we really had the new media taking center stage, and we literally attacked the New York Times and the Reuters news services over their dishonest election claims. And one of the points that I made was, you know, you guys claim there's no election fraud, there's no evidence. But my question to you, if you're honest in the media and you're all about the who, what, when, where, why of a story, my question to you, media, is this. If we have four sheriffs on the stage that have current open investigations, doesn't the rule of law require that we wait till the investigations are complete to decide if we have fraud or not? That's what an open investigation by a legitimate elected sheriff is all about. And if you say there is no evidence of vote fraud, you're denying the open investigations that are underway at this very time. It's not one, it's not two, it's not three, it's not four. And the reason we're here today is to make sure four becomes 40, becomes 400 plus. We want all 3,000 sheriffs in the country, in every county in America, to investigate election fraud and get to the bottom of this once and for all. So we took the Times and Reuters News Service and others on over that issue, but the new media was truly taking center stage as all these people were on the stage, James.
I read that Reuters piece, Sam. I watched as much of it as I could. It was being live streamed, ladies and gentlemen. Reuters didn't like it one bit. And again, you got here sheriffs and law enforcement officials who are taking seriously their oath, and they're being called insurrectionists and seditionists by the press. So tell us, Sam, what the CSPOA is really about versus the media's caricature of it. And of course, Sheriff Richard Mack.
The media's characterization is that we're a right-wing organization, so far right that we're going to destroy democracy. We're so racist that we use posse comitatus, which was really a white man's creed to shut down the black man. That's their narrative. And so you got to stop these sheriffs who think they're gods in their county. And we got to do it before the whole country melts down. And so panic and fear becomes the mantra of the mainstream manipulators. Some people call it the press. But these prostitutes are literally out of control, folks. Okay, they're literally calling elected sheriffs who understand their oaths of office, who commit to their oaths of office. They're literally calling them treasonous, insurrectionists, all these other different terms, a threat to the democracy and everything else. What are we really about? Who are we really? What is the truth regarding us? Look, ladies and gentlemen, Sheriff Mack beat Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court. Why? Because Bill Clinton wanted to take away your guns. And Sheriff Mack, back in the mid-90s, he won in 97, so it's the 25th year anniversary of his win this year over Bill Clinton. But Bill wanted to take the guns, and Sheriff Mack said, not on my watch, you won't take the guns. Well, at the end of the day, Sheriff Mack won as a county sheriff, and the president of the United States, Bill Clinton, lost in court. And so to those who say we believe the sheriff has tremendous authority, I merely point to the Supreme Court case Wynn to prove the point. And what Justice Anthony Scalia said... Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, he's also one of the few that was able to take on the SPLC in court and not get completely cowed.
Yeah, what happened is he didn't go to court with the SPLC because the SPLC backed down and wrote us an apology. So that's what was all about when they lied.
That's what it was.
Caught lying. Yeah. They tried to claim, this is a side note, but they tried to claim that we were creating violence in the country and that we promoted like an insurrection. They lied. We had video of the whole speech that Richard Mack and I and others gave. And so we proved them wrong, and they had to retract to prevent from being sued. Now, that was back in the day before half their staff got fired for their own shenanigans. But I digress. So Richard Mack beat Bill Clinton is the point.
Funny how this word insurrection has become so current now.
Amen to that. So when they say sheriffs have no authority, we just simply point to the Supreme Court case and say, then how come Bill got shut down? How come Bill lost at the Supreme Court if the sheriffs don't have any authority, ladies and gentlemen? We're going to Supreme Court cases for our evidence, and what do they have, talking points from where? Who knows? But the fact is, we stand with the rule of law. We have every time, from Michael Peruka to Richard Mack to Mike Lindell to Sam Bushman to James Edwards. We're all standing on the same side of this, which is we defer to the rule of law, and they can't deal with it. So the press melted down. They're attacking us everywhere. But our press conference was tremendous. It got broadcast to millions. It was literally in Las Vegas on center stage at a partner, the Ahern Hotel. And we had about 350 people in attendance. It was a packed house, James.
Yeah.
And then it was streamed on these two networks. The new media really is taking center stage, and I don't know a better way to premiere it than that.
No, I was going to say, too, you have people like Mike Lindell there and hundreds of people there. It was a packed house. It was standing room only, what I saw when I was watching it. Keith?
Well, the essential link to liberalism is something that we can't let people overlook. The Voting Rights Act of 1965 was specified by the Republican Party of Texas as something that needs to be repealed. That is the source of a lot of this election fraud. We'll go into that in more detail after these words from our sponsors.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. It cost me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swinging time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva! Viva Las Vegas! Viva! Viva Las Vegas!
Sam Bushman is one cross-country son of a gun. I was with Sam just a few weeks ago in Branson, Missouri. There he was all last week in Las Vegas, Nevada. All over the place he goes, and he's spreading good work.
Rolling Stone gathers no moss.
He's everywhere. He was in Vegas for the CSPOA conference. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association conference. He is one of the top lieutenants there of Richard Mack's organization, obviously the owner of the Liberty News Radio Network, the host of LibertyRoundtable.com. Be sure to check out his interview on Friday with Michael Peruka, who we were talking about during the first half of this hour, the newly minted Republican nominee for Attorney General in the state of Maryland. And
by the way, James.
Yeah.
but really quick, the second half hour of that same hour on Friday, first hour of the show, I had on one of the premier investigative reporters for the Epoch Times. And that was a great interview as well. You should check that out because they're launching a movie that gets to the bottom of what happened on January 6th. Incredible movie. But we had him on as well.
Yeah, and you've – well, listen, there's all kinds of people, much to the media's lament. Say, you know, we talk so much about Donald Trump Jr., and that
– Dad, I'm wearing a beautiful shirt, too.
Say again. All right, I'm ready. Go. All right, so back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I am on the political cesspool. James just got disconnected. We'll get him back. But in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, I was telling you about this incredible, I don't know what to call it, but it's a documentary, I guess is the best way to describe it. It's an hour and 43 minutes long. And it's an incredible documentary about what really happened on January 6th. The Epoch Times, or the Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H. The Epoch Times really did a phenomenal job highlighting that the government has literally declared war on the American people, folks. I hate to say this and be so blunt and blatant about it, but there's no other way to describe it. The movie starts out showing how the government literally fired incendiaries into the crowd. And some of them were exploding with BBs coming out. Some of them were fire. But the bottom line is that were designed to disperse the people, supposedly, or arrest the people. But the people were so packed together that wasn't possible. It was merely an assault. On the people. There is no other way to describe it than that. It's just incredible. And the movie goes on, believe it or not, and continues and talks about a lady by the name of Vicky White, who is a dear friend of mine, who got pushed into the Capitol and beat up by the cops in the Capitol building. Anyway, she was on Liberty Roundtable Live with me the day after January the 6th, telling how the police beat her and how wrong the narrative was for the mainstream press on this thing. And to make a long story short, she was prominent in this movie as well. So there you have how close Liberty Roundtable Live is to the real action on what's going on. Josh Phillip was the reporter that was with me on the radio on Friday covering this as well. You can watch the movie, theepictimes.com. Go to Epic TV Live and you can see it. I digress. Back to the main issue at hand that James wanted to talk about, while I still wait for James to return, is this. You know, when we went to Vegas, we had a tremendous time at our press conference. And not only did we say, hey, if the mainstream is right, then how, when we have four investigations underway, do they say no election fraud? How do they say that? If we've got four investigations underway, you got to wait for the investigations to become complete for that, first of all. But there are other reasons we're convinced that we're correct on the election fraud as well, and that is we have some arrests in Arizona from our efforts as well. So my question is, if there's not election fraud, how do we have arrests, by the way? And then the third thing is, I don't know if you know, but the whole Texas Republican Party, literally now had a resolution saying there's election fraud and they don't trust the election. So we're getting more and more and more evidence to our case. The last point that was made at the press conference that's really vital for you to listen to and understand is this. Joe Biden and team, the Joe Biden administration, literally sued the state of Arizona. Why? Because Arizona is trying to put a law in place that said that illegals cannot vote. Well, Joe Biden doesn't want it to be where illegals can't vote. They want illegals to vote, and that would be illegal, by the way. But so literally, the Biden administration sued Arizona, saying you can't make a law that says illegals can't vote. That violates, and then they point to all these federal government acts that have been passed years ago. But think about that. If you want proof of election fraud, why would the Biden administration sue the state of Arizona to say illegals can't vote? Why would there be a lawsuit or a battle about that? Very fascinating indeed. James, back to you.
Well, we are getting trouble across the country tonight with connectivity. But, yes, so that was an amazing event. So happy to have you be such an integral figure in that organization, Sam. You were there in Las Vegas, very well attended. People are taking note. People are attending things like this, and you have elected officials. No, we're talking about Peruka winning a state primary, but you're talking about countywide elected sheriffs who are actually in office already, who are standing up and doing the right thing. Of course, they're being lambasted by the press, but they are joining an organization that is going to encourage them to do their jobs, and so that's what the CSPOA is. Now, you did mention that you you and Sheriff Mack had planned for this event to be in Vegas on that particular week, last week, in the middle of July, so it could dovetail into Freedom Fest. So Freedom Fest is a separate organization, but you were also a speaker at Freedom Fest, as was Sheriff Mack. And this is an event that was so big that we talk about, hey, Amrin had 250 people. We had 100 people. We had this. We had that. There were 250 speakers at this event, and they included everybody from John Cleese, the Monty Python classic British comedian who was talking about his disdain for cancel culture. Rand Paul was there. Ben Stein was there. Dog the Bounty Hunter was there as a speaker. Sam Bushman was speaking there. Richard Mack was speaking there. 250 speakers. How many people have to attend a conference for it to break even when you have 250 speakers?
It's very tough to answer that question because remember, each speaker gets a little chance on the main stage. Some of them are not on the main stage. They're just breakout speakers. So the room that Sheriff Mack and I had for the breakout where the sheriffs were on stage and all this stuff, that was a tremendous event. It probably held, you know, maybe 200 people in the room or something. But the whole room was packed and people were standing outside. That's when I got the chance to confront the New York Times reporter. That's a story for another time. But I literally made a New York Times reporter decide she wanted to run away and disengage. So that was kind of fun.
I see
yeah,
you
buddy,
do it.
You've seen me talk to reporters behind the scenes. This was in person, face-to-face, buddy. And it was a very similar scenario. She got routed and had to bail. She couldn't take
well, what
the
was the overall
hand,
purpose
Jane?
Of Freedom Fest? What are they trying to accomplish at Freedom Fest? Why did you want to be a part of it? Why did you want to bookend your event to bleed into that so you could attend it and participate in that as well?
Freedom Fest is ran by a guy by the name of Mark Skousen, which you all know Joel Skousen from the radio. Mark Skousen is his brother, and Mark Skousen is a financial expert. And so primarily, the Freedom Fest is designed around financial discussions. That's how it all got started. They write a financial newsletter and all kinds of stuff like that. And libertarianism. And so we wanted to basically make sure those people feel in the fold for the CSPOA and what we're doing. And we felt like an election fraud conference would make sense to the libertarian crowd and the financial crowd that doesn't know much about the CSPOA. So it's a chance for the CSPOA to get known by a lot of these groups. And it's a chance for us really to talk to a different group of people than our mainstay.
Well, that's, you know, Sam Bushman's always up to something. He's always talking to someone. He's always in the middle of something. He's planning an event. He's traveling the country to attend events. And he is really doing the Lord's work. And I've had the opportunity to be on this network now for well over a decade. And Sam is just one of the greatest men I've ever met in life. He's a dear, close, personal family friend. But he's much more than that. He's the kind of man that's going to lead this country out of wherever we are now and into a better future. And over the course of these years, we've had the opportunity to make a lot of news with Sam and because of Sam. And Sam and I laugh about how this network and our respective programs are portrayed in the media. We are at once tiny, but also the most influential of our kind. I have been described by Rachel Maddow on MSNBC as obscure, while Keith Olbermann describes me as the worst man in the world. And then, of course, that Donald Trump Jr. interview, people were asking in the media, why would he appear on such an insignificant network? And then others were writing that he did so because of the political gain it would bring to the Trump campaign and the Trump candidacy. Well, that was Hillary Clinton that said that I would be running the country if Trump got elected. But we are at once well, we're all things, I guess, depending on what they need us to be. They're either trying to diminish our standing or exaggerate our standing. The truth is somewhat in the middle. We reach a lot of people. We try to do the best we can with what we've got. Whatever that is, it's because of Sam Bushman. Where's this network going,
well,
Sam?
It just shows with hardly any money, James, with pennies, literally pennies, the Widow's Mite radio networks and stuff like that, we can take on the biggest and the baddest and supposedly the most famous of them all and literally win, okay? When we go head-to-head with them on any front, any topic, any issue, anywhere, we come out smelling like a rose. They look like the fools that they've generally become to be, James. It's not debatable.
You showing any signs of slowing down, brother?
No, sir. In fact, we're going to escalate. We're going to elevate, buddy. We're going to be on fire.
You know, every time I talk to Sam, it's about what's next. I'm always for solidifying and fortifying what we've got. Sam's always doing something extra. We've got two networks now that can carry our programming, or rather produce the programming, one in Florida, one in Utah, where the network has always been based. And we've got just great people. Sam surrounds himself with high-quality individuals, people of good standards, good standing. And anyway, Sam, I just want to thank you again for letting us be a part of it. It has been a heck of a ride. I can't wait to see where we go from here. And it's been a busy week for you, and I thank you for putting us in
well,
for an
hour. Well, I got some incredible things
to
announce coming up over the next several weeks, James. So stay tuned, because there's some interesting things about to bust loose, my friend.
We'll be here, and we'll be waiting, and we'll talk to you again soon, brother. I know you're out and about with your family. Thanks again after such a busy week for giving us an hour to talk about it. Sam Bushman, everybody.
And
we'll be
God
back
bless every one
hour.
Of you.
God bless you, brother. Keith Alexander sat down with Vice News, if you can believe it. We'll tell you how that went next.